You're listening to Lighting Up Real Estate with your host, Kendall Luckett.
Did you know there's a website that provides resources for beginning real estate investors? You can get scope of work templates, landlord checklists, net worth and budget templates, and more. Get access to all of these resources and tools absolutely free. Check out mylifeinrealestate.com. Again, that's mylifeinrealestate.com. Read the blog, listen to the podcast, Lighting Up Real Estate, and get as much as you need to grow your business for free. Episode 43, how to build a real estate portfolio using the Burr method. As always, the goal of this show is to shine a light on people, strategies, systems, and ideas to help grow your investing business. On the show today, I have real estate mogul, Tamero Mutrie. If you have not heard of her, you will remember her after this interview. She has created 20 streams of income just in real estate. She has 4 virtual real estate companies in 4 states. And she is here to share how to use the Burr method strategy the right way and on a whole new level. I've done the Burr method before, but after this conversation, I realized I did it completely wrong. She breaks down the strategy, the numbers, and how the Burr method is making so many of her clients wealthy. This is a good one, y'all. Let's get started. Tamero, welcome to Lighting Up Real Estate.
Well, thank you for having me.
I am so excited to have you. This is going to be so good. So anytime I talk to you, I'm already just enlightened and lit. And what other words can I describe talking to you? I feel structured, better, seriously better after any conversation I have with you. So I know this is going to be good.
Well, that sounds great. I look forward to it and I'm just as excited.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So we got to get started because we're talking about how to build a real estate portfolio using the Burr method.
Yes. And there's so many people that just don't even understand it or know about it.
It's amazing. It is amazing. And you are the queen of the Burr. So of course I got the right one on the podcast talking about this. I introduced it last year with Bernard Hodges. He is a reality star, and the title was How He Built a Multi-Million Dollar Portfolio Using the Burr Method. And he simply just started with his own property. He rehabbed it with his house that he lived in. And then he just started buying and buying and buying. Before he knew it, he had accumulated over 4 apartment complexes. And that's how he used the Burr. But we didn't go into detail. So I'm excited to have you here to explain in further detail how this Burr method is the magic business.
Well, that's great because I'm going to be providing examples and talking about numbers so I can get people to understand what the Burr method actually really is and what it actually does for you to continue to keep a person scaling up. And this is so important to the process. And a lot of people, they don't have it right, or they think that they're doing it, but they just jump into it and not really knowing. Mm-hmm. They don't do it right. And then they end up upside down with the property. So it's very good. And there's a formula that people use. And I'm not sure if people even know it, but I'll share that eventually.
Okay. So, yeah. All right. So let's get started. How did you get started in the field of real estate?
Oh, my goodness. So I actually came from the teaching arena. And by the way, I do have a real estate instructor's license in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. So I took my teaching over to real estate. So I was an elementary school teacher. And I'm being totally honest because, you know, I'm a straight shooter.
Yeah. So
my son was being naughty in school. And so I had all the kids together in my classrooms, excellent disciplinarian, but something kept going on with my son in school. And I said, Lord, how can I get away from this job so I can see what's going on with my son at school?
Wow.
I said, this isn't going to cut it, me sitting in the classroom and I'm getting phone calls from his school like, Miss Mutrie, your son, Miss Mutrie. When I wouldn't answer the phone, they calling me on the loudspeaker. I'm like, what's really going on? So I bought my first house back in 1999. I know that sounds like a long time, but over the years, I came up to about between 2001 and 2003. Mm-hmm. 1 year, the market was really good around that time.
Yeah.
And I was able to pull cash out of my primary residence. And I did that twice to the tune of about $60,000. Mm-hmm. So that's where it began. I actually used that money as down payments to start buying rental properties. By the time I looked up, I had left my teaching job. I completely was able to replace my teaching income. Mm-hmm. When I finally looked around, I was up to about 50 doors through creative finance. Yeah, through creative financing methods and the Burr method that we call Burr today. We were doing it even different back then. You know, mm-hmm. it was the cash back at closing thing. What people
right.
Was not, you know, was okay then, but it's not okay now. But mm-hmm. of course, we've all evolved from that. And now we have different ways of doing things. So
right.
I ended up with a lot of cash and I ended up getting a loan originator's license. So between mm-hmm. the loan originator's license, having my rental properties, I ended up leaving this teaching position from making $40,000 a year to about $50,000 a month. So, yeah, just to explain to you what two income streams can do for a person. And then eventually opened my own mortgage brokerage after mm-hmm. a year or so, got my own mortgage company started. And then guess what happened? The market crashed.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's something I ought to talk about, too, as well, how I bounced back from all of that. And, you know, a lot of people never did bounce back, but I kind of just chilled and laid back, took advantage of the market myself.
Right.
And in a very, very good position again right now. Mm-hmm. And a lot of this is just self-taught, researching, rubbing elbows with the right people, yeah. working with a lot of investors. That's my main niche. I work with everyone, but my mm-hmm. main niche is working with real estate investors. That's why it's so important for me to be able to give this message to everybody else and let them know how they can scale quickly. And a lot of my scaling has everything to do with wholesaling. And I'll touch on that briefly. I know this is a burr meeting, but
right.
I'm doing a lot of scaling and not using my own money. And mm-hmm. I do have 19 free and clear doors and the other three have mortgages. So, yeah.
Nice. Okay. So how are you using wholesaling for the Burr method? You're using that as your strategy to get the properties first. And if you want them, you keep them. And if not, you just sell them to somebody else.
Well, that's part of it. You're correct. But part of it is I have changed the complete and total game with that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
When I tell you what I'm doing, people are going to probably be scurrying out trying to do this.
Oh,
of course, you know, I'm coming up with courses and classes and everything. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea is to get with an investor with a large portfolio of properties.
Okay? Got it.
That's the position that I'm in right now.
Yeah.
Over 300 or 400 properties. Mm-hmm. And I am like this with him. And he just drops the properties in my lap and says, Tamara, go sell these.
Got it.
So I have these investors. The cash buyers, finance buyers in my back pocket mm-hmm. is waiting for me to bring them inventory so that I can wholesale these to them.
Nice.
I'm getting them for pennies on the dollar, but then I have them going into packages with me.
Yeah. Oh, that is so genius.
Wait. Let me watch. Come on. Stay with me so I can tell
you how
this is going.
Okay.
So here I am. I know I don't want to use all of my money trying to buy any of these properties. So the last deal that I just did, it was 20 doors. Okay. I had a husband and wife out of California go in with me with the deal. Mm-hmm. And a guy from Utah, by the way, he's up to 12 doors with me already. And he's getting ready to put another package on the table. Uh-huh. Wait a minute. So when I wholesale the properties to them in this package, I'm in the package. Of course, mm-hmm. I am the one that assigned the contract to all of them. Mm-hmm. I didn't take the money. It was $103,000 left over from the wholesaling.
Right.
I took the money and the properties that I wanted out of the package. I took that money and got those properties. So I didn't have to pay for them. And now they're free and clear. You haven't heard it like that. They're telling you how to do that wholesaling, but they don't quite have it like this. Let the cat out of the bag. People, if you are listening, find you an investor with a ton of properties, and you can do this too. So here I am. He's begging me to sell his properties. I just put another contract together today for $318,000, and it's about 20-something doors. It's 9 times. It's 20 doors in this package. My husband is in on another deal, another investor, where there are 6 doors in that package. Just from those 6 doors. No, I'm sorry. It's only 3 doors because it's single family.
Okay.
So it's 3 single families in that package. He's selling it to this investor for $180,000. So that's $60,000 apiece.
Right.
So we're getting the properties in the 28 and 30 range with tenants paying in them. The tenants are in there. So he's going to end up with a check for about $70,000. I'm getting my real estate commission because real estate broker. Okay, so I'm writing a contract and I'm letting my husband know I'm going to be paid for doing all this because I'm setting everything up for you.
Right.
Actually, my clients, and he just gets to sit back and smile. So, yeah. So once these deals commence, I take the property. I take the money that's left over in the package. I'm now doing the same thing again, picking 2 or 3 properties out of the package that I want. The 3 properties is going to end up being what? They're duplexes. So it's 6 doors that I'm going to have again. I'll be up to about 22. I'll be up to 28 doors again.
Okay.
Again, free and clear again. So now that the properties are free and clear, this is what I can do. I've already spoken to my lender, which I do private lending. And everybody needs to know that when you're doing the Burr method, private lending is best only because it's no doc lending. And you would think that the interest rates would be extremely difficult or extremely high. The fees are a little higher. I admit that. But you get to do this in your LLCs.
Right.
It does not report on your personal credit. It's a no doc loan. They're looking at your credit score. They're looking at the asset. They're looking at the rent that's coming in on it. And that's pretty much it. They don't care about your debt ratio like the banks. And this is why a lot of people are switching over to these lenders.
Yeah.
It's much easier to do for them to not have to get their right leg, their pinky toe, and, you know, everything that you have to get from the bank. You just don't have to do it. So I want to jump back to one of the deals that I did right at the beginning of the pandemic in March last year.
Okay.
I got to get them to understand how this would work for them. The goal is to try to get the property as cheaply as possible. But here is the formula. The formula is, yeah, you probably know this already, but for people who don't know, this will be helpful to them if they don't know how to analyze their properties and how what they should be buying them for. So it's 70% of the ARV. And you subtract
after repair value,
the rehab.
Okay.
Yep. And then that's the number that you should be trying to get the property at. And I know it's been a little bit more difficult in a market like this, but if you're able to do it, get close to that 70% as you can. I know some are going to may not have a lot of the meat on the bone. And if they don't, then you can always get those deals to go to a realtor and they can put it on the market and sell it. Or, you know, there's other ways to pick up the properties like subject to and things like that when they don't work the way that they should.
Right.
However, this deal, an investor came to me, Tamara, I got a couple of properties for you. But the way I got that money is from another deal. All of these different scenarios that I'm telling you about, I never have really have been using my own money because I did a subject to deal with this property. Me and my husband pulled 50 grand cash out of that one. He took 20 of it and I took 30, and this investor came to me with a property for $25,000 and he came to me with another property for $5,000. So I took that 30, I immediately take my money and reinvest it back in the property. So once I did that with that $25,000 property, it was a hoarder house. Do you hear me? Hoarder. I mean, stuff stacked up to the ceiling. And that still didn't bother me. Because I knew it was a good place and I knew that
that's
where
the best one. Right.
Listen, this is an area that I never thought I would be buying in, but this zip code is changing. And okay. there's a bunch of investors that didn't know that. It's right by the freeway. And, you know, the values are up over there now. So,
okay. So where are you currently located?
Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Okay. Got it.
That's where all the good deals are that I'm trying to talk to you about. So that one I got for $25,000 was a duplex, two up and two down. And I put, I want to say roughly 8 to 10 in it.
Mm-hmm.
Now listen to the numbers. Let's just use 10 just to okay. make the numbers easier. So I'm at 35 now, right?
Okay.
When I bought the property, it had an as is value on it of 80,000.
Wait a minute. What? Wait, hold up. I'm writing these numbers down. You're talking about an as is at 80, but you bought it at 35?
Well, I bought it at 25 and put 10 in it.
Okay.
So now if I go to one of the lenders, the private lenders that I work with, mm-hmm. I can get either 70 or 75% LTV. I haven't even done it yet because, to be honest, I'm too busy. But right. I'm telling you what to do and how to do it and what I've done for others. I'll right. give you an example of what I just did with Irma out of California. This just happened like 2 months mm-hmm. ago. Oh, and by the way, she has another duplex and another four unit that I have under contract with her right now. She already has five doors with me that I manage for her. I mm-hmm. just did a burr with her. So I'll okay. jump to that after this deal because I want people to understand how this works. So I'm in this property, everybody, for $35,000.
Okay.
If I do 70%, let's do 70 to be conservative.
Okay.
70% of 80,000, you probably got a calculator, right?
Yep.
70% of 80,000 is what?
$56,000.
Okay, let's do the math. This is what blows you away right here. So I go to the lender and get 70% out. I'm at 56,000. I'm throwing out an estimate, and this might not even be true. But I'm going to say that they may charge me $6,000 to do this deal. Okay.
Okay.
To pull this cash out. I'm at $50,000. Okay. That's okay. the money. Listen, that's the money going back in my pocket. Okay.
Right.
So look, I bought the property at 25. I put 10 in it. I'm at 35. I got an extra 15,000 on mm-hmm. top of the money. So I got all my money back. Okay. I got the 25 back. I got the 10 back and I got 15.
Yeah.
I'm at 50. And if they charge me $6,000 to get that money out of there, then so what? Let them have
so
it.
What? And then you I came out with 50.
Right. So, okay, I got it. I bought it. I rehabbed it. Mm-hmm. I haven't done the refinance part yet, but I know what it does because I know what it do. I've been doing it.
Right.
So I got two tenants. Still right. 25, 35 in this property. They're paying $1,400 a month.
Wait a minute. $1,400 a month?
Those are the types of deals that you get out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, which is why I have a ton of investors beating down my door
yes.
right now. That Burr method works so well there. I mean, flips work well there. It's just a, listen, I mean,
wait after a minute. This after, $80,000 property.
It's is more really- than that. It's actually more than that now because the okay. prices have gone up. So it's probably worth 85 to 100 now, and this was just since last year. Well, I've made updates to the place and moved yeah. to 10 in. It's okay. still it's still free and clear. I haven't even done the rest of right. the work. So oh but when
this
I do
a whole new level.
It's a whole new level. The wholesaling part is a whole new level. Mm-hmm. The subject to how I got the money. And remember, that money didn't come out of my damn bank account. It came from a subject to deal that I did.
Yeah.
There's still equity in that subject to deal. We discussed it before we got on the call. That deal is one that's not really cash flowing, maybe $231 a month. But that property has a ton of equity left still in it. So when I sell it, we're probably going to make another $70,000 on it.
And this all started with you just saying, find a real estate investor that has a large portfolio. Wow.
Well,
wow.
It kind of actually happened by accident.
Yeah.
Because here I am sitting here saying to myself, Well, I have a bunch of money in the bank already.
Mm-hmm.
Why do I want to keep on just stacking this money and I could have the property instead? Think about this. You have the property. You're going to get the cash flow. You can do the Burr method. You'll still have equity left in it. Mm-hmm. You'll get cash flow from the tenants.
Yeah.
Most importantly, the equity. Don't know what I did with this package. I got a 4-unit and 2 duplexes.
Oh my gosh.
Somebody else's money.
Yeah.
And now I can turn around and fix the properties up, do a fix and flip loan on it if I want to, or I could use my own money to fix it and pull my cash back out. Now I have my cash again to go and rinse and repeat and do the process all over again. If that you didn't amazing. Get that, it's 70% of the as-is or ARV.
Okay.
So the rehab cost, that's what you should be trying to get the property at. Try to get as close to that as you can. And I'm telling you, it will take off. I just turned around and did another thing the same way, walked away with another 50 grand. Now I'm doing another package. It's 21, 2, 3, 6.
Mm-hmm.
6 plus, let's see, 24 doors in this package. And my husband had jumped in. So, yeah. it's about 3 or 4 investors going in with us. And I think it's 3 properties out of the package that I want to buy. And, of course, none of my money will be used. All of their earnest money, all of their funds, and them getting financed from the bank. And these private money lenders, believe me, you didn't know. It's these private money lenders out here are allowing you to wholesale properties. They don't give a doggone. So
get out of here. Well, yeah, because that's how they're staying in business too. It's a win-win situation.
Yeah, they want a wholesale fee for just being in the middle. But to be honest, I really don't even care about that because I tell everybody, I ain't greedy, I'm just a little needy. So
I love it.
So if it means that's what it's going to take for my husband to do his 3 his 3 properties in the deal where he'll walk away with 70 and I'll get 10,800 commission from it. Great. And then if, you know, with the other packages that I have, I'm going to end up with another 100,000+ with. I don't want the money. Why? Yeah. People say to themselves, you're crazy. Why wouldn't you take the money? All of the properties that I bought, the 4-unit that I bought is worth 140.
You got more leverage in the property than the cash any day.
Thank you. And most wholesalers, this is where they're leaving a bunch of money on the table.
Yes, they are.
They're not understanding that if you have money already, there's no reason for you to continue to keep on trying to get the money when you know that a lot of the properties in that package are going to have value. You know, I have the tools that I need to look up these properties, run comparables on them, and I know the areas, so I know what numbers are popping and got the high values on them.
Right.
So here I am with duplexes worth 120 and 140 out of this package that, number one, my money didn't pay for, and number two, came with tenants already, and I don't care whether I have to evict them. I don't care whether I have to rehab the property, because when I get done from doing this Burr method or whatever, all of the money is going to come back. This is a portfolio of over, it's near 2 million. And I did not use my, I put it like this. I think I paid $1,700 in title items on one of the deals.
This strategy is so dope.
I made it up. I made it up.
You need to go ahead and trademark it, get your book out on it, all of that.
Excuse me, that's been going on for years. It's all on paper now, and I just haven't put the course together.
Yes.
To explain to people what they should do and how they do it. How to get it done.
Yeah. Because I did it the traditional way, and now I'm like, I did that thing completely wrong. Listening to you, I'm like, wait a minute, this was all wrong.
Because the whole thing is, and you can trade off.
Mm-hmm.
You do the wholesaling piece of it. Maybe on this deal, you want the properties. Maybe on the next deal that you do, you want some of the money. So you alternate. But on this package, I seen some good properties on that package. So I picked out the ones that I want. Ooh. And the other properties in the package that I wholesale, I take their money, buy the other properties in there. You cannot get better than this shit. Okay, I'm sorry. I said the word S-H-I-T.
Where is the mic to drop right now?
It's crazy that, you know, I happen to think about this and say, why wouldn't I go ahead and build my portfolio back up? Because I actually liquidated.
Mm-hmm.
I liquidated when the market crashed.
But okay.
I had a lot of money saved. So I started taking advantage of the market. And when I got tired of it for a while, sometimes people take a break. And I did.
Right.
And I just turned around and came back to it. Now I have homes in Georgia, Florida, and Wisconsin. I got a crash pad everywhere I go. I have companies in all of the 3 out of the 4 states that I'm licensed in, a licensed real estate broker.
Yeah. So
the investors, I'm working with them to do that and teaching them the Burr method. A lot of the Burr method works pretty good with people who have cash. And here's why. When you buy the property with cash and you go to the private money lender and you get the 70 to 75% out, now you have your money back, but you still have the property. So you're renting it out. The tenants are paying for the mortgage. It's being leveraged properly. You still cash flowing. There's still equity left in the property. You got your money back in your hand for you to boom, scale up. And now
absolutely
you're using that as down payments on your next properties.
Absolutely.
In my case, I haven't had to do any of it because I've been wholesaling, getting my money to do it. It has not been coming out of my pocket. My bank account continues to stack while I'm using OPM. That's the best way to do it. Other people's money. And they don't care. You want to know why they don't care? Because I keep giving them good deals.
Exactly.
You want to know what my investor said to me when I sent him his new list yesterday? What? Why is this investor selling these properties so cheap? I said, well, remember, it's me. And the reason I'm selling them to you cheap is because I'm trying to leave you some equity and some room in there for your repairs. I said, and the other thing is, if I sell them too high, you're not going to want them. I said, and I got to make sure I keep giving you good deals so you can keep coming back.
Exactly.
He's up to 12 doors. He put his townhome in Utah on the market. Somebody paid $414,000 cash. He said, Tamara, I got more money. What do you got for me?
Wow. So it's a win-win for everybody.
To do the Burr method again, Tamara, can you please pull my cash back out now? Now the two properties that he bought, which was the 4 doors, the duplexes that came with tenants, I'm now going to do his funding, pull the cash back out of those properties. When I tell you I have a concierge service, it's there. The team is in place. We acquire the property. If they need funding, I help them with the funding. I have the broker license, so I'm able to find them the property. I get paid from that. I turn around and I provide property management services to these. These are out of state.
Oh, my God.
So after the property management, I'm getting the first month's rent. Listen, the game is to be sold, not told, but I'm telling you because you allowed me to be on your podcast today. Yes. So this is all going to be in my book, but it's going to be step by step on someone who can follow it and build an empire and have 20 real estate streams like I do. But with with the Burr method, you can continue to keep sticking and moving, and we don't care about Fannie Mae and we don't care about the banks and what they say, because all of these properties are going to be in our business name, which entails us being able to have business credit now, get business credit cards against that. It's reporting on your business name, on your LLC.
Wow.
So Irma, tell you about Irma. Irma is an investor out of California. By the way, a lot of my clients are out of California, and you know why.
Of course.
The properties are much cheaper. Their money goes further, and that's the reason. So Irma has 5 doors with me. The lender started cutting up on her at the last minute. She's had the property almost a year and a half now, and it's 2 properties on 1 lot, a single family and a duplex. Duplex in the front, single family in the back. She clearing, I want to say, about $2,200 a month. She bought the property for $61,000.
Okay, so how can we do a long distance investing with you? Because this
we're gonna do it. That's anybody who gets on this podcast, be proud of it. I'm gonna help you all because I told you I have a one-stop shop, a concierge service that handles your tenants, gets you your rent money every month. I got references, everything. I make it happen and I intertwine it with my stuff. My husband has a home inspection business. He inspects all the properties for my out-of-state investors, give them a detailed report. Use it for negotiation. We turn around and he's the maintenance and the complaint department. The The tenants have to call him when something goes wrong. So we maintain the properties for you. And then when it's time for you to want to pull cash out, they come back to me to get the funding.
Right.
When I have vacancies, I put the tenants in for them. I charge the first month's rent. If there's tenants there, I get half of the first month's rent. And then I get a 10% fee every time the tenants pay. When I tell you that I have it down with all of the income streams and have a conglomerate there, a one-stop shop, concierge service for all of the out-of-state investors, they have nothing to worry about. Irma just did a cash out refi in March. Listen to this. $61,000 she paid cash. The lender started acting funny with her. Oh, we didn't know another property was on the lot with that one. Duh, that shouldn't have made a difference.
So right.
Listen to her burr. She waited a little while to do the burr, which I think was good. Some lenders that I work with don't have seasoning requirements.
Okay.
Which means that they can, if you do a quick claim deed and it's in your name, that means you can literally go to this lender and pull cash out right away.
Okay.
But she waited. And I think it was a good idea for her to wait because the values kept going up. And people might not say that's much, but to me, it was a significant difference. When the appraiser came out, they appraised it at 81.
Oh my gosh.
So she owed almost $50,000 back out of the property. And then she said, Tamero, here's a duplex. Get this under contract. Oh, here's a four unit. Get this under. That is that's the beauty of her. She took the money right back out. And now I got two other properties under contract with her. And again, the tenants were already there paying. If you wouldn't believe how they've been paying. Another lady, Tisa, just left me on Monday. She just came with a friend. And I have another duplex. She bought three, brand new investor, all through the pandemic.
Yeah.
Not one tenant missed a beat. All tenants paid without fail, on time. She was screaming and said, I will be back in December to buy another one. And she brought a friend with her that also wants to. Now she wants to fly me out to California to talk to her group of ladies.
Absolutely.
I will be doing that, and I am going on tour. I've been so busy, I don't know how I'm going to fit it in. But I did have some dates that I was supposed to go on tour, and Tisa came during the time that I was going to do that, so I did not do that tour. But it's a real estate investing tour, and just a whole shebang, a whole group of ladies, top women in real estate. That's my Facebook group, where all the lady investors are trying to learn, top women in real estate.
Yes.
I have a whole brand. That whole brand has masks, t-shirts, flashlights, top women in real estate. Again, building the empire up is what we want. But this Burr method, people, if you are not privy to it, you got to understand that you don't always have to use your own money to get it. It's a bunch of people trying to figure out, how do I build capital? Look into wholesaling to do it. Because that's the way you can build your capital for your down payments in order for you to start buying your rental properties.
If somebody wants to work with you, what is the minimum amount we would need?
Kendall, that's a very good question. I tell people to have $25,000.
Okay.
And the reason is because if you're putting 20% down on like a $75,000 duplex, and that might sound crazy to you. I see your face. You looking like, wait a minute, 75. It's no money.
Yeah.
You're getting a mortgage payment less than $500 a month. And with a mortgage payment being that low, with our taxes being low, you can get good rents. Mm-hmm. You can get $750 for a two-bedroom. $750 and $750, that's $1,500. If your mortgage payment is only four something a month with everything included,
right?
You are cash flowing every which way. Even if you want to talk about the insurance, even if you want to talk about that you paid a water bill, when it's all said and done, you're going to make your money off of this property. It's going to be more than $500 a month profit on the duplex. You can't lose.
Yeah, you can't. This is a no-brainer.
That's why everybody is beating my door down. Where's my loan application? Where's the properties that you pick out? Lady reached out to me today and said, hey, can I buy two instead of one? They all want multiple properties, because when you think about it, Even a $30,000, $40,000, or $50,000 property here in Milwaukee, you can rent a single family out $4,000 a month, between $1,000 and $1,200 a month. And do the Burr method on those too.
Oh my gosh.
Even with the subject to properties, because yeah. that's what we did. We did the subject to with that one property. And, right. you know, we waited to deal with the regular bank so we could get a good rate. And I believe the rate was like about a 3.8, which is not much higher than some of these lenders. They're like 4%, 4.375, 5%. It's not that bad. Wow. And we pulled this cash out, and now I'm going to turn around and sell that. There's no need for me to really hold on to that one. I want the money out so I can, look, do my new construction in Florida. That's my other thing. I bought a couple of lots, so I'm going to mm-hmm. be building homes there. But okay. it's so many people, and I haven't brought this up, but I've been doing the Burr method for quite some time for other people. These guys out of Illinois, a dentist, mm-hmm. and their whole family just came from Illinois, and they were buying the city of Milwaukee properties. If you go online to the city of Milwaukee, they have a bunch of properties for like $2,000 and $3,000.
Okay.
But of course they come with a whole bunch of strings attached, but yeah. of course I know the loopholes and how to get these properties, and they have stupid scopes of work on them. Mm-hmm. 70 and 80 grand scope of work. But if we got our guys to come in there, you know, it won't be like that. They right. just, they got the sake of, they have it for the sake of just being there. Mm-hmm. These guys came and they were buying these packages. You can buy them here, five properties mm-hmm. for $25,000. And they burned these. You would not believe this. This was like three and a half, four years ago. Not even that. Maybe 3 years mm-hmm. ago, I'm going to say. These properties ended up with a value between $80,000, $90,000, $100,000 and something. And I ended up having them pull $500,000 out doing this Burr method. Not only did I put a rehab crew together for them, mm-hmm. I picked out all the properties in the areas that they should buy in popular locations.
Right.
I was able to help them, of course, with the acquisition. Mm-hmm. They bought them cash. This worked out perfectly. They bought mm-hmm. them cash. And then they turned around and let me come to my lender. And I was able to pull 70 or I don't remember if it was 70 or 70. Well, anyway, it was $500,000 by the time they got done with everything. They made a lot of money buying those properties doing the Burr method.
This is the Burr on steroids. I'm just
Milwaukee is it. It's the best kept secret, but it's not a secret no more because I see more people are hopping on the bandwagon mm-hmm. and they're knowing about it. Irma, I don't know what made her look in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Irma, she saw one of my listings I had for sale, and that wasn't the property that she ended up buying.
Okay.
And a lot of these investors don't even come to town. They don't even look inside. They just
well, you're one-stop shop. We don't need to come.
That's true. And yeah. I do have about 10. I range between 10 and 20 agents that work for my firm in Wisconsin. If I need them for anything, like if I'm in yeah. Florida or Georgia. They can show the properties. I just do all the offers and all the paperwork, but they help me out with anything that I need. Mm-hmm. Plus they're a lot of the newer ones are getting trained. And of course, the way that I get the recruits to come in is by me offering the real estate course and some real estate.
Nice.
And I'm a real estate instructor. So mm-hmm. they have a job once they finish and pass the exam. So nice. When I tell you I got a whole I got a whole damn thing going. It's like 20 different streams with the trade lines and this Burr method. The Burr method is one of my main niches that yeah. I do with all the investors because mm-hmm. they want to find a quick way to scale. I tell them right. to wait 30 days, but if they can wait longer, I tell them to just use my guidance because what I do is I watch the MLS. If I watch the MLS, that's going to show me what properties are out there, what properties are under contract, and I'm telling my
clients, I get it.
Right, don't close right now. Wait till these deals close. So when it's time for you to do your Burr, I got all the comparables for you. And I know exactly. what they closed at. All the properties in the areas that the investor said they didn't want. I love it. I love when those yeah. investors say they don't want this area. I just giggle and be like, okay, good. More for me.
Right.
Because all of these properties that they're saying that they don't want, there's a $22 million project going on in that zip code. They didn't do their homework and I did. So, yeah. So it's a whole new affordable housing complex that's being built in that zip code. And they poured a lot of money, and they're pouring a lot of money into that area and that zip code. So now I'm on the MLS looking at properties for $89,000. Wow. And I'm getting them for in the 30s, and I'm wholesaling them for 70 and 75 and 85.
Right.
And they still want them. They don't care.
Right.
Because they know what the area and the market is doing. I give them facts. I give them the truth, and I give them the comparables. Like I just told you, the guy said, why is this investor selling? So I said, well, you know, it needs repairs, but I want to leave equity in there. In those areas that that guy bought out of, he's in the Burr Invest group. His name is Eric Peterson.
Really?
He's in the Burr group.
Yeah.
That's where I met him.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
A lot of my clientele comes straight off of Facebook. I'm a Facebook queen, got 12,400 something members in my women's group. And yeah, the men get mad. They be trying to get in.
Yeah.
Men that slide in the group, but it's 12,400 ladies in that group trying to learn this, trying to get out of the rat race, leave their 9-to-5s. That's how I did it. I opened a mortgage company when I left.
Yeah.
I was a loan originator. I was first a real estate investor. Then I became a loan originator. Then I became a mortgage broker. When the market crashed, I became a realtor. Then I became a real estate broker and scaled up. And now I have companies in four states. And this Burr method here in Wisconsin, people are like, oh, well, do you do it in any other places? No.
That was my next question.
I will do it for somebody else. But these numbers are unmatched here. The rents. Yeah. The taxes, the amounts, I know the areas real good. Not to say I couldn't do the same thing, but I love the numbers and most investors. Yeah,
the return is amazing.
It's crazy. It's unthinkable. It's something that you never thought would be happening. And the killing part about this is they're coming with tenants already in them. So if you decide that you don't want to do anything right away, you can collect for a few months. And a lot of
it's a win-win.
They're coming with tenants already. The only thing about that is because it can't always be gravy. And I know one of your questions you were going to ask me is, what are the pros and cons of this? So, because everything is not, I know it sounds good and anybody can talk a good game, you know, but I can actually say that I'm one of the ones that actually is doing it and it is working. And this is just not, these are all facts.
Right. Okay?
This is not just fluff and stuff and trying to have like a, you know, a upsell of any kind. You can go online on Zillow and look up the properties and see for yourself what the prices are. I don't have to lie or make it up. But some of the cons are when you get these tenants in there, you don't know them from Adam Housecat because you didn't put them in there.
Yeah.
And you do have some resistance and pushback with some of them. Mm-hmm. Not all of them. I don't want to put everybody in the same bucket. But then you just kick them out. You know, if they don't do right, most of them are on month to month. These landlords can do what they want with the property. And yes, the tenants may get mad. But if you're going to get mad, don't get mad. Get glad. Get yourself together and buy yourself your own house.
Exactly.
My whole thing is we don't have to tell someone when we want to sell our properties. And they get mad about it. Whatever arrangement you have with the old owner is no more. He doesn't own the property anymore. So I'm going through that. That's a con. The other con is they come with below market rents. Mm-hmm. I don't care because I already know what I'm about to do.
Right. I already know what I'm about to do.
Well, that's why when they act up and they get mad and they start complaining, they can act a fool and they paying $525 when in that market area is $850. I just smile and I shake my head. Acting up now, you want to come down on me because you had a slumlord before the property came to me.
Yeah,
so I'm smiling at you. You've been there since 2006 and he never raised the rent on you.
Not anymore.
Bye-bye. You all are month to month.
Yeah,
and that's it. So that's a con that they come with below market rents, but it's also a positive because you're not coming into a vacant property that keeps you from not having vandalism done to the properties and having it broke in. What I do is I let the tenants know what my intentions are once I take over the property. Here, it's going up, just so you know. You're more than welcome to stay if you'd like, but I am going to be making renovations to the property. If you would like to move, you know, just give me notice, or I'll give you one, but this is what it's going to be. Just send a notice out. Wisconsin, I'm going to tell you something about Wisconsin. Well, I'll tell you about Milwaukee. Wisconsin, we don't have a cap. We don't have a cap on the rent we can charge. It's not controlled. Yes. We don't have a cap. So listen here. Those people that's over there at my east side property where the rent is supposed to be $850 for a two-bedroom, and they paying $525, and they got that brand new car sitting outside and want to complain about every little thing, and I just took over the property, you're not giving me enough time to fix it. That's another con. When you take over a property, they want to immediately get a bat and you over the head with repairs from what if you in certain areas, what the slumlord didn't do. You wasn't doing all this complaining with him since 2006. Exactly. As soon as I take over, you will give me a difficult time. No problem. The notices are going out tomorrow. Tomorrow, last day of the month. They all bye-bye. And what you do is you.
I thought I was the only one writing letters tomorrow.
They all getting them. Everyone. Even my investors. The ones that want to do the Burr method, because I have to go ahead and do the get their loans done, because these are people that bought the properties cash and now they want their money back.
Right.
That's my part. We getting ready to do. We did the renovation part. My husband is in charge of that part. Now we're getting ready to do the refinance part. Well, and then we rented it. But a lot of times we're doing the Burr method a little bit different because the tenants are actually already in the property. So we kind of got to mix our Burr method.
Okay.
And the reason is because the tenants are already there, because it's supposed to be buy, rehab or renovate, refinance, and then put the properties, the tenants in the properties. But in our case, the tenants are already there.
Right. So
we can put one of the tenants out. Always with a duplex. Never evict both tenants at the same time. Put them out one at a time.
They are the money still coming in.
Not just that, but it's safeguarding your building. You don't want to have a vacant unit. Oh,
vacant building. Exactly. Exactly.
Thank you for being a house sitter and babysitter. Yep.
Yeah.
Even if you got to evict them, if they need to be evicted for not paying, if both units decide to not pay, evict one at a time. So when you get the other unit stabilized and you get another tenant back in, then you get rid of the other unit.
Yeah.
That cuts down on vandalism and people breaking into the property.
That's genius. I've never considered that, but that makes a lot of sense for safety reasons, property value reasons. That makes a lot of sense. Wow.
This is 18 years of experience doing this.
Yeah,
I'm not new to this. I'm true to this. This is 18 years of willing and dealing of a wholesale when it wasn't even called wholesale, cash back at closing, and you know, all this helping people renovate their properties and selling them to other people and selling them to my. When I became a realtor, the people didn't understand this. How in the hell did this realtor walk in with 10 listings? I'm the talk of the office. Everybody whispering, want to know what's going on. How does she come with 10 listings? Because I had an excellent reputation and I had an excellent background with working with investors already. That helped me come over to the side. They didn't want to use a realtor. But the great thing about it is when I became one, they were still attached to me. Because remember, they didn't want to use me. Well, remember, the loan officer is the person that has the pre-approved buyers. So listen to Mero. I rehabbed the property over here. It's ready for a buyer. Who do you have that's pre-approved? And I wrote up their physical contract.
Wow.
So they paid me on the side. Hey, I don't want to pay 6%. Can I give you 3% for writing my contract? Sure. So when I became a realtor, Candle, they didn't care because I had built such a solid foundation and a reputation with them. They didn't care about working with me because they knew I could get it done.
Right.
So this multiple income stream thing has been going on a long time, and I've stepped my game up, I guess you want to say 20 times more. You know, this has been one of my years in my entire career in this pandemic. And maybe you didn't think to ask me that question, but there's a lot of people that have hurt
Yeah, I always ask about COVID and how everybody has all my my guests. I always ask, how was COVID-19 to you? But let's go on and get into financial lit since we're talking about the streams of income. Okay. Because this part of the podcast is when I just love to get into the minds of brilliant real estate investors such as you to get an idea of how you think about money. So let's go ahead and get started. Okay. What book or conversation changed the financial game for you?
None.
Really? Okay.
Be totally honest with you.
Okay. You just learned from experience.
Yes, I'm a self-taught individual. I'll say the internet, I'll say a tad bit of YouTube, and rubbing elbows with the right people. That's about it. I never read any Dave Ramsey or Grant Cardone or followed any
Rich
of those.
Dad, Poor Dad.
No, I never read that. I don't have a strategy. Oh. I don't have a strategy for wholesaling. You want to know why? Because they use systems. People use systems. And it's, you know, people, oh, Tamara, can you teach me wholesaling? I really don't have a strategy because people keep bringing me the properties. Mm-hmm. So I can't, the only strategy, the way I can tell people to do things is just to find yourself an investor that wants to unload a bunch of properties. That's because I don't go getting these systems that can find cash buyers and find your end buyer. And people don't know you can put wholesale properties on the MLS either. That's the game. That's the game.
That's the game changer.
They don't know that.
Yeah.
So I have to be honest with you. I never read any of those books. I hear people put books up and talking about them. I dance to the beat of my own drum and I ride my own wave, as you can see.
But you need to be writing your book, though. I'll be reading it. That's for sure.
It's there. It's there. It just needs to be compiled and put together.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So what did you learn about money that you didn't learn in school? Or what do you know about money that you didn't learn in school?
Everything is all real estate related with me. I'm sorry. I didn't know about credit. Why my mama never told me about good credit scores, I don't know. Because she's kept an 800 and she never told me anything about finances.
Wow.
So here I am crying at the closing table in 99, going by myself buying this house. My credit wasn't the best. Obviously, because back then you could do a seller second, which is a second mortgage that I had to pay. Obviously, I didn't have all the down payment money, and I ended up with a grant, even though my credit wasn't the best. I think it was in fives somewhere, low five. Could have been that bad, but yeah, bad enough for me to need a seller second. It was a 10% seller second. It was like $4,300 that I didn't have to pay.
Right.
It was like $40,000 when I bought it way back then. But I was never taught about credit and I didn't know what to do to fix it. And my cousin actually introduced me to somebody who scammed me. I got scammed.
Wow.
So when I got scammed, I'm one of those ones that tries to turn a negative into a positive. So when I got scammed, I became a credit expert. So that's
I know you turned that around to something positive and great.
I became a credit expert and now I have a trade line business. That's another one of my income streams. I help people. That's another reason why I have so much business is because I'm not afraid to pour into my clients who have less than perfect credit, who people said, you know, you'll never be able to buy a house. I turn those people around and I help those ones that, you know, people decided not to help because they weren't ready. Wow. And that's why I'm creating groups for them. The 6-month home buying challenge. That's a group. Tamara's Credit Clinic. All of this is on Facebook. So these people join my group to get help. And even if they're in a state that I'm not in, I end up getting them ready and getting them pre-approved. And then I get a referral fee from another agent. When I tell you those income streams, I got them all. That's the money part. The money part you talking about, I just visualized. Listen, the real scoop is this. I didn't want to work a 9-to-5 no more. My goal was to position myself to never work with anybody else again. And I did that by having multiple income streams in real estate.
Yeah, that was
that's my story, and I'm sticking with it. I mean, real estate, let it go.
Yeah, it is. It definitely is. Oh, wow. Okay, so now let's get to COVID-19. How was COVID-19?
Oh my God.
For your business.
COVID-19 got me to scale.
Okay.
I quadrupled my business during that time.
Wow. I want to know why, how, when, all of the questions. Like, you quadrupled. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Where was everybody when COVID-19 hit?
At home.
Okay.
Shelter in place.
So me, Tamara Mutri, I used my platform for its purpose. Mm-hmm. And I used that platform to come on at least once or twice a week to educate the masses about real estate. Nice. I'm teaching everybody how to fix their credit. I have a fix your credit video in my women in real estate group, my top women in real estate group. I made all these groups every week or every twice a week. I'm coming on talking to all of Facebook about how to get themselves together to buy a home. I'm talking to investors. I'm talking to other realtors, helping them. I'm doing coaching and training sessions for $150 an hour. I'm having people buy properties without even coming into town. I'm not going to the property. I'm not going inside the property. I'm not meeting my clients. I'm sitting back waiting until the deal closed and my check is being overnighted to me because I have built my businesses around nothing but being virtual. And I was picked on and ridiculed for not having brick and mortars. Huh? Guess who got the last laugh? Huh? Me.
Right. Nice.
My companies are all virtual. Mm-hmm. So here I am. Everybody's at home. This is a perfect opportunity to get everybody to listen to me, for me to tell them what to do to improve themselves, for me to talk to them about buyer etiquette and how they should be acting as a home buyer, for me to tell investors what they can do to scale up. And if they want to learn more, reach out to me. I had something to say. And you talking about a large audience?
Mm-hmm.
It was large. Large audiences. I'm talking about 800 to 1,000 people watching me every time I came on. They were waiting. And when something happened, did I miss your live last night? Did I miss it? What did I miss? They were waiting on that content to come out every week or every other week.
Nice.
So that's how I scaled the business, by doing this, not being afraid to get online, talk to everybody, and educate them. People love good value videos, and they have all been received well.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
Thanks.
Wow. So you pretty much became the brand of everything and just put it out there, every service you had. That was genius.
Well, everybody was at home. People who didn't even have a Facebook account, people ended up getting on Facebook.
Okay, let me ask you this. If you had, I guess I might know the answer to this. If you had $5,000 right now, what would you do with it?
Well, it would depend on what a person's goal was in real estate. If it was really, you know, it's going to be real estate related with me.
Of course.
So if I had $5,000 right now, if I had a brand new project, I would probably use it for marketing.
Okay.
I could use it for earnest money for any real estate deals that I'm trying to work on. Mainly marketing, though, and getting my brand out there, because remember, I have so many other brands that I'm building. Yeah. My product for my product line for my group that I started.
Nice.
I will be buying product for my group, the t-shirts that say top women in real estate. I have a logo with a lady holding a trophy with a house around it. It's really slick.
love it.
Really slick, and I just got some masks made with the logo on the side, and that's what I would do with the money, is get my products going and also use the money to get my coursework started for my real estate investing books, my ebooks, and any of the several series, Real Estate Side Hustles for Real Estate Professionals, Recession Proof Strategies for Real Estate. Right.
Love it.
Yes. To get out of the product. That's what I would do with $5,000.
Love it. Okay. So out of all the roles that you have in real estate, which one is your favorite?
Wholesaling and Burr.
I kind of figured that, but I was like, you have so many, it might be one we didn't talk about. Okay. Wholesaling and Burr. Yeah.
No,
I can see why.
We've talked about just about everything. Well, you know, wholesaling, and the buying of the rental properties, they all running neck and neck, kind of, just because the money that you can make from wholesaling. And you know what I'm surprised at, though? This is what I want to say. I'm surprised at how many real estate investors I hear say they don't want a real estate license. They leaving so much money on the table.
I agree. But I see it both sides.
Here's my point, though. If you are a real estate investor, you're going to get a lot more by being a real estate investor. Okay. So you're just really just disclosing what you're doing. And there's ways to disclose without, how do I say this, where it don't sound like it's shady. There's ways to disclose who you are and what you do. You have contracts that you let them know that you do hold the license, but you're acting as a real estate investor in the transaction. When people continue to see you buying properties as an investor, and they turn around and say, well, hey, Kendall, I want to do it too. I want you to show me how to do it.
Right.
Now, if they want to go on the MLS, you can't do that because you don't have a license.
Mm-hmm. And there it is.
Now, one of your real estate investor friends that doesn't have a license is now ready to get out of the game.
Yeah, yeah. And then you can't help them because you don't have your license. Wow.
And they say, well, you know, Ken, that's what I'm trying to say.
That's genius.
A lot of these real estate investors, I can't stress enough how much money you're losing on the table, especially when you are just, I'm not going to say you just opening the door. No. But that's part of it, opening the door, letting them in. But just write the contracts and negotiations and getting a commission from that. With you getting the commission from that, that can be used for your down payments to buy your rental, to help you with your rental portfolio. That can be used for a money fix up money for your properties. So to me, it doesn't make sense for a real estate investor to not
to have
you
it.
Just gotta, my mind works in 100,000 different ways, especially as it relates to real estate and making money. People need to understand that there are so many ways to skin a cat, and you shouldn't have a one track mind with it.
Yeah. I love that answer. Okay. So what is your why?
Cause I don't want to work a 9-to-5.
That's enough right there.
Right. But the other part of it is so I could travel.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a traveler. I like to travel. And this profession has given me the opportunity to be able to do that. Mm-hmm. And people, they just wonder, wait a minute, how the hell does she have 4 companies? How is she doing this? And it's like when my clients tell me they want to buy in Georgia, I'm on a plane to Georgia. They tell me they want to buy something in Florida. I'm on a plane to Florida. I got a place to stay wherever I go.
Yeah.
I don't have to stay in a hotel, Airbnb, nothing. Unless I just want to. I got a place to go when I get there. So I set myself up for that, for my retirement. I don't have to worry about going back to a job ever again, for the freedom. You know, eventually we get tired of listening to someone tell us when we can take a break, when we can take a vacation. And I just wasn't with that.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Anymore.
So what is your ultimate goal?
That's my why.
Okay. So what's your ultimate goal?
You know, I can't even pick just one. It's so many of them. I mean, my goal is to just continue to keep these streams going and to continue building my teams. And I'd like to get things more automated so that I can move away from certain parts of the business.
Yeah.
Because, again, this takes a lot of work and a lot of hours. I mean, when you love what you do, you never work a day in your life. And that is me.
Yeah.
But there are some times where I really need the extra help and I need to be able to learn how to delegate duties a little bit more. That's part of the cons as it relates to somebody like me with 20 different income streams. Somebody calling me for this, somebody calling me for that. And, you know, it's just only one of me. So I have to get some people to do those menial tasks while I'm out in the field, showing my house or whatever. That's my ultimate goal, is to kind of automate my businesses a lot more. That's my ultimate goal. I'm going to continue to scale no matter what. So I need to put processes in place, make sure I have the right CRM and software and do everything I need to do to make things easier for being a multi-business owner, a multi-millionaire business owner. I need the system in place. I can't do it all.
You can't. You can't. So that's it. Yeah. I love it. How can we find you?
Oh, you know, Facebook is my jam. So
yeah. And we need to Google you too.
Yep. If you Google me, you'll find definitely a lot of press releases, articles. I've been on TV and in Florida. I had this show called Out and About Southwest Florida, and I'm going mm-hmm. to different areas and I'm featuring different neighborhoods and subdivisions with new construction homes. I've been on multiple podcasts, been in an article with Elon Musk, Grant Cardone, Gary Vee, Tony Robbins, and Rihanna. Yeah. You'll find all those articles if you decide to take the time to Google me, but I am on YouTube. I do have an Instagram page, but I don't get on much. Facebook is my jam. I got all kinds of business Facebook groups. Mm-hmm. And most people, that's how they reach out to me.
Yeah.
I get a lot of business. I have a good sphere already and a good bit of business that comes just from word of mouth. But Facebook right. has totally taken me to heights that where I never thought I could even.
Wow.
Social media. Awesome. And I would say to anybody who is listening today,
mm-hmm.
you really want to do well in business, no matter what it is, you better learn how to get in front of people and you better learn how to automate your business, because COVID-19 taught me a lot while yeah. people were struggling and they thought that they were secure in their jobs. Here I am sitting at home writing contracts, getting a check for $7,000 here, another one for $7,000 there. I wasn't even leaving my house.
Love it.
I got laughed at for not having brick and mortar buildings.
Yeah.
I bet they were at home too. The people that laughed.
The doors were closed.
The doors were closed. And here I am. I have all my agents work from home. Learn how to take advantage of your platform. I do a lot of indirect marketing. I don't pay for it. Mm-hmm. I get free leads from out of the groups, not my groups, but other groups. That's yeah. how you found me. You saw a comment in the group. Where are we now? We got to do better
yes.
with making sure that we express ourselves in our groups. Let people know who you are. Let people know what you're doing or trying to do. You'll be right. surprised at the hands that are out there to help you and lend mm-hmm. a hand and right. help you scale your portfolio. And a lot absolutely. Of people charge this information and they charge you $8,000. And here I am, $150 an hour. That's cakewalk. I spoke to a lady. She said to me, I paid this mentor $8,000. She said, in this $150 I paid you, you gave me more information than the lady did for this $8,000. Wow. This hour. So it was jam packed in there.
Mm-hmm.
Just set yourselves up to win. Get a goal. Continue on with the path. Don't let anything or anybody stop you. If you fall, get back up and keep going. Stay in the race and win.
Love this. Oh my gosh, I could talk to you all night, but we got work to do. We still got work to do. Finish this last sentence for me. My life in real estate is
unimaginable.
Wow. I like that.
It's unimaginable because, again, I knew I would be successful in life. I didn't even know that I would be here. I came from a background of teaching, an elementary school mm-hmm. teacher, and I've totally transformed my whole empire around real estate. So yeah. I didn't think I would come up with all these streams. I didn't.
Yeah.
It's unimaginable for me. Yeah. I'm excited every day. When you can get up excited every day about your life and what you got going on, mm-hmm. you know you're doing
it. You're doing it. You're in your purpose.
And you're unbothered by anything and anyone.
Yes. Oh, wow. See, this is why I tell you, I get structure every time I talk to you. I get it together. You are unbothered.
We got to learn how to let things not have us unbothered. And understand that things are going to happen that will be detrimental sometimes. But it's all in how you bounce back from it.
Yeah.
Here I am, a person that had to liquidate when the market crashed. I'm going to leave this last thought with you. I liquidated and I started all over from scratch. I'm one of those people that you can take it all away from me and I get it right back again. And when you can bounce back like that, you know you a bad mamma jamma.
You are.
There's no way that you cannot be a soldier and be a warrior when you have to liquidate because everybody was foreclosing back when the market crashed. And I said, what am I going to do with myself now? And that's what made me think outside of the box, because I knew I did not want to go back to a 9-to-5. So I made these income streams and I made myself be just a powerhouse.
Yeah.
And for real estate, and to bring other people in and help them too. Because it's not always about me.
Mm-hmm.
Not. It's about what kind of impact you're leaving on everybody else and how you can help them to be better. If you are reaching out your arms to help everybody else, you ain't going to do anything but win and be blessed.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Even when people do you wrong.
Absolutely. Wow. That is a great way to end. Thank you. You are such a light, as always.
Well, thank you.
Yes. And when this book comes out, you need to come back.
All right. Well, I sure will. I'll be happy to do it. And I thank you for having me.
Oh, no. Thank you. Thank you. You are true light. You are. You gave so much. Thank you. Thank you. To learn more about Tamero, just go to our website, lightinguprealestate.com.